Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Friendly reminder, Mincha this afternoon at 5:40 p.m. Learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored Lilei Nishmas Chana Rachel Bas David HaKohen, and of course Mishnayos are studied in here every day as they are Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're learning Masechta Negayim. We're in the fourth parak. Mishnayos Hey and Vav says the Holy Mishnah Beharis Kegris. Let's say you have a Beharis, which is a different type of nega, which is the size of a gris, which is the size of a small bug that gets smashed. It's the size of about a penny or a dime, depending on which of the poskim you talk to. So miyesh bo rochash de saro zokaka l'seir alavam. Right? Let's say you have a baharis that's that size, and you have a little strip, a chud hayotzi mimenu. So if that chud, if that strip is 2 hairs wide, so it can connect the baharis to the white hair, and that would confirm it as a nega. Ulepision, or if it were after the first days, and it can serve as a connection for the extension, making the person tameh. But it doesn't work to mechia. Mechia is only when surrounded by at least 2 sayar of a nega, and so therefore it doesn't work in that regard. But shtei beharos v'chut yotzi mizulazu, if I have 2 beharos, and I have a little strip that connects between the beharos number 1 and beharos number 2, so miyesh bo rochav shtei saros mitzarfan. So then, if the strip is 2 hairs wide, then they combine. It looks like a barbell. Right, but if it's not at least 2 hair breadths wide, so it's not going to be mitzdarif. Baharis ki gris. What if I have a baharis that is the size of a gris? Uba michya kadasha, and it has living skin that's the size of a little lentil inside. V'seir lavan b'socha michya, and there's a white hair in the middle of the living skin. And hocha hamichya, and then the living skin disappears. So now I have a white hair smack in the middle of a baharis. So Tameam, they say Arlevan. So when you have a Baharis with a white hair inside, so that it will make the person Tameh, and here the person becomes Tameh. Halach, say Arlevan, and if the white hair falls out, so then Tameh Neha Michya. So then there's a Michya inside, and the Michya makes the person Tameh. Rav Shimon Matarim, if Neshalo Havchaso Abaharis. Rav Shimon says, no, you can't be Tameh in that situation because the Baharis didn't make the hair change color. Baharis, he Michyasa Kigris. A Baharis gets measured together with the living skin inside of it, and that it totals the size of the gris. And there's a white hair inside. So halcha michya, if the living skin that's inside disappears, so in such a situation, the tumah is there because of the white hair. If the white hair disappears, so it's tummy because of the michya. Now Rav Shimon and Aharim and Neshalov Chasu Baharis Kigris. Rav Shimon once again takes the position that if the hair is not affected by the Baharis, so therefore it doesn't become a tzaras. Umoda, but he does agree, Shem Yesh B'makom Seir Lavan Kigris Shehu Tamei. He agrees if there is a gris of a nega where the white hair grows, then it becomes tamei. White hair standing alone that is not affected by a nega is not going to become tamei. It's not going to be a sign of tumah that exists. White hair that gets changed, according to Rav Shimon, will not be a siman of tzaras. But he does agree that if there is something there that is that looks like a nega, and even though the actual living skin disappeared, it's the tzaras that affected the hair, and that will make the person tamei. We'll stop here, and Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.